Hello, welcome to On the Cable with Caitlin. I'm Caitlin, and today we're going to discuss different stereo mic techniques for acoustic guitar, or any other acoustic instrument, really. We're going to look at five different methods and listen to recordings of the techniques when used on an acoustic guitar. Before we begin, we will establish what stereo recording is compared to mono recording. Mono is recording using only one microphone onto one track. Stereo recording is when you use two microphones to record a two-channel image of the sound. It creates a sense of space, width, and depth on the tracks. The mic techniques that we're going to discuss today can be used on any acoustic instrument, not just guitar. I also want to give a huge shout out to Joe Gilder. He's the guy that runs the Home Studio Corner blog, which gives great information on recording and music. Most of the information in this podcast came from an awesome article that I found on that very blog. I would definitely visit that blog if you like the stuff that we talk about today. Okay, let's begin. The first technique is XY. Yes, like the letters themselves. It is simply placing two mics coinciding as close as possible or about 12 inches apart. The mics should be of the same make and model and are usually of the cardioid pattern. They can also be placed directly on top of each other. This technique is one of the most commonly used in stereo recording because it doesn't have any phase issues. Phasing occurs when multiple mics are recording the same thing and pick up the sound at different times. The mics and the placement are placed so close together that the sound hits the mics at nearly the same time. This is also why the mic shouldn't be placed too far away from the source. The only con of this method is that it doesn't give a wide enough image of the sound as other techniques could. Now let's give a listen to this technique in action. The next technique, ORTF, which stands for a French phrase that I simply cannot pronounce, is taking the XY pattern and flipping it outward. It's a setup similar to how the human ear hears, as it is about the same distance and angle of our ears. This technique sounds great when listening with headphones because it can be very realistic. ORTF can create a very realistic stereo field, but can sometimes have phase issues. Let's give a listen to ORTF in action. The last technique we're going to listen to is space pair. This is just setting up two mics which are spaced out and facing the instrument. This mic placement is very touchy and very susceptible to phase issues, though. It requires very close listening and attention to get it right. Space pair can produce a large, wide sound if you can get it to work. In order to get it to work, though, you may need to move the mics around a lot and test different mic placements. Let's give it a listen. There were two more techniques that were featured in the article, but I'm not going to cover them today. They were the over-the-shoulder and mid-side. The over-the-shoulder technique is placing one mono mic in front of the guitar and one over the neck pointing down. It isn't a true stereo technique, but many engineers use it as their default setup. The mid-side technique is taking a cardioid or omni mic and pointing it at the guitar with another figure 8 mic facing perpendicular to the first one. This technique is the most complex of the ones we've looked at so far. The mid mic is recorded onto its own track, and the side mic is recorded to two separate mono tracks and panned left and right. Then you flip the phase on one of the tracks. By doing this, you have the ability to adjust the track during recording or even afterwards. This technique can give you a wider sound or a more mono sound, depending on how you adjust it. It doesn't really have phase issues, but it's not recommended to record in a noisy room because the side mic will pick up everything to the left and to the right of the guitar, or anything that's in the room. After my research, I've really come to like the XY technique. It sounded full and rich and really produced a nice sound. It is definitely my favorite over the other two. ORTF was probably my second favorite because it sounded just as nice as XY, but it didn't have as much depth to the recording. The guitar sounded like it was at a huge hall, and it was like real empty in the background. So XY is definitely my favorite. Oh, also, I'd like to give a huge shout out to Jake Cypher. He played the guitar tracks today. Now, I challenge you guys to go try out some mic techniques of your own and see which one you like best. I know my research definitely paid off, and this will benefit me in the future. So, happy miking!